Good morning. It's what is it? It's 8:15 a.m. on Monday, the 20th of September, 2021. Yes. It's cold. It's not that cold. The ambient is 52, 54, somewhere in there. But the wind, God, the wind. It's at my back at the moment. I've got my hood up. I should have worn a warmer shirt because the wind is cutting right through this hoodie. I should have either worn a warmer shirt or put the windbreaker shell over the top of it. Oh well, you know, I'm out, I'm moving, I'm walking. I'm pushing hard because I need the warmth. So, yesterday I didn't spend as much time as I should have, as I probably could have. I'm having a very hard time with boundaries. I don't know quite what my issue is. I can't seem to pick up any focus at all. Hyper-focus on a game, yeah, one thing, but I'm not even hyper-focusing on a game. I'm just sort of la-da-da, la-da-da. All over the place. Other than the cold, it's really a pretty morning. It's definitely fall is in the air, and I've been out of the wind long enough now. I got to put the hood back because it's getting too hot around my head. Okay. I get back out into the wind again, I may have to put it back up, but we'll see. I don't know what to talk about today. The Wizard's Cat is always a good topic. The Wizard's Cat is coming along. I think I'm about a quarter of the way in. I've introduced a couple of new characters, including the cat. Three characters, including the cat. It still feels very disjointed. Like I have... I have kind of an idea about what the story is about. I don't really know how it's supposed to unfold. And I keep trying to poke it. To get it to move a little bit. Shackleford House now has a cook. Luc Verdun. At least for the moment, his name is Luc Verdun. I don't know if it's going to stay that way or not. And the question is, why does Shackelford House need a cook? And how did he come to be there? That's currently a mystery. But I feel like I'm floundering, but this is, if I take a step back and think about other books, this is, I'm in the floundering stage of the first draft. It's like, I expect to flounder for a long time yet. I'll flounder along, flounder along, flounder along, and then when I find the end, it'll be a fluke. Ba-dum-bum. Morning. Young woman walking along. I don't know that I've seen her before. She's got a backpack. And walking toward me. Remember, the wind is at my back. She's going the opposite direction, so it's right in her face. And she put her hood up and pulled the strings tight, so just her little face is sticking out. I don't blame her. That wind is raw. Rah, 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 that's a spirit. God, that woman is out in a jersey, jeans, no hat. I'm pretty sure that little dog is not keeping her very warm. Yikes. So the Wizard Cat's coming along. I have to get back in and break out book one. And now that I've finished the through read for The File That Never Ends, I marked the beginning of book two. I marked the beginning of book three. I need to pull out book one and go through it and see. Well, to begin with, I really need to lay down a calendar on this one, because dates matter. For a whole raft of reasons, but not the least of which is plot points. Things happen at certain dates. And while I've played fast and loose with some of them, there are a couple of them that have to be ironed out pretty well. What am I reading? I'm reading a contemporary romance. British writer. Book is set in somewhere in England. If I knew a little bit more about the geography, I probably would be able to recognize it better. And that's I'm not gonna mention the title, I'm not gonna probably won't recommend it. Just because I'm having trouble with the story. It's a little too cliche. It's a love triangle story. And I don't read many love triangle stories. This might be the first one. Come on up, want to get ready, say it with me. Monk pose. But the part that sets me off is that I think it's going to be a stalker story. I think it's going to wind up being a stalker story. And I'm really uncomfortable with the way it's going. In the book's defense, that's probably on purpose. That's probably the way the author intended it to be. And I might get to the end and say, oh my God, that was the best thing I ever read. It's unlikely, but it could happen. Freezing before I get home. So I've got to go home. I've got to get writing. I've got a bunch of stuff I want to get done this morning so I can take this afternoon off and maybe play a game. Tomorrow afternoon I've got an interview. A friend of mine has got a course requirement. They have to interview somebody over 65. And I may be the only person not related to them who is over 65. In fact, I'm not sure. Well, maybe their grandparents are. Assuming they're still with us. But yeah, less than a month, I'm going to be 69. I'm trying to think of what I want to do for my 69th birthday. I was trying to think of something cool for my 70th, but as my therapist pointed out, why wait? There's a certain grim reaper reality there. I may not make it to 70. I may not make it to 69, but at least I could plan. So I've had a lot of feedback about the train talk, talking about trains. And I went on to Amtrak, and then I thought I remembered that they had some sort of pass, some sort of all-you-can-eat pass. And it is not quite that, but it's not bad. I don't even remember what they call it, some kind of rail pass. But you get 10 segments for $500. Which means if you get on in San Francisco and get off at Chicago, it's $50 for that segment. If I get off at Denver and then take the train to Chicago from there, that's two segments, so then I get $100. But up to 10, and I'm not exactly sure how you have to schedule it. I don't know if you can say, okay, I'm going to catch the train and ride to San Francisco. And then stay there for a couple of days and catch the train and ride to Salt Lake City. And then from Salt Lake City decide I'm going to go to, I don't know, stop someplace in Kansas, I don't remember where. stops in Nebraska. I don't remember the route that well. But do I have to call my shots? I didn't get far enough down the rabbit hole to determine whether or not I had to call my shots, whether I had to do them in advance. I also looked at the roomettes and the rooms and went, it's kind of expensive. For the incremental value, that's kind of expensive. I think I priced a room from Chicago to Denver. And if I get out a little ways, they're available and a little more affordable. But they're still like $1,000. And in theory, the official timetable says it's only a 7-hour ride from Chicago to Denver on the train. And I'm pretty sure that's not true. I'm pretty sure it's closer to 15 hours. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the California Zephyrus cruises right along. It has a few stops between, and every stop adds time. 7 hours might be the... If we start Chicago and don't stop until Denver, it's 7 hours. But after we've made 6 stops, it could be 14, 15 hours. Still, it's less than a day. So having a bed, not sure. Not sure, really. Not sure it really counts. Business class looks nice. The rail pass, I don't know how to, the rail pass is coach. So it's the lowest tier. And I don't know what comes with coach. I don't know if, like, can I plug my laptop in and keep it charged? In coach, for that matter. Could I do it in the dining car? Could I do it in a room? Am I able to do it at all? I don't know, that's something I'll have to look into. God damn, that's cold. I'm walking right into it right now. We'll see how good my new phone works. This guy yelling at his dog. So anyway, here I am. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.